Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It was 93.7 yesterday. I was listening to Nick and Jonathan because I played you guys that clip of Jonathan making the plea for Shedeur Sanders, which I loved. I have an open mind. I want to play that again by the end of the show. But I clicked over there because I just saw this like negative stuff. Mitch was like, yeah, they're being negative over there. And I go, well, what's negative? And I'm telling, they're like, well, when we lose this game, and it's just like, man, I've never thought, and I know that people, Ken, you're a homer. No, okay, guilty as charged. But I think the way it is that I'm in Cleveland. If we weren't in Cleveland and I was looking at, okay, the Browns are playing the Ravens in a playoff game, or the Steelers in the playoff game in 2020, it was like, hey, everybody's out with COVID. If I had no emotional connection to either team, I could sit there and I could say, well, this is who's going to win and this is why, and I probably would have said the Steelers, right? All right. But I have an emotional connection to the Browns. I wanted to find ways the Browns would win, and if they didn't win, well, we're all out with COVID anyway, so we'll see how it goes. Or let's find a way the Browns can win, and if the Browns don't win, then yeah, I'll scream and yell. It's the same thing with the Steelers. Like, do you want to hear a week of, if you're a Steeler fan, did you want to hear a week of telling the Steelers going to look like, what if they go out there and they win? What are you going to do then?
I remember this happened not that long ago, the 2020 season. I remember everybody. We played Daryl's calls to Pittsburgh.
Which then I felt bad about.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, I think Daryl was in a majority.
That was a miss
most
by me.
Most people, you could say what you want now and act like it never happened, but most people were on Daryl's point of view on this. We got no shot. And yes, did I really, if I had, my family was at gunpoint and I had to tell the captors who I thought was going to win the game. Do you think I really would have said the Browns? But you know what? That week, I want to be excited about the playoffs.
We knew we were underdogs.
I want to be excited about the playoffs. So I'm going to say, yes, you know what? We can go in there and win. And we kicked their ass.
For as great as it is, I can't imagine a scenario. I cannot imagine a scenario where the Browns will go to the playoffs and it'll just be old hat. And I did. I thought, God, you guys are really spoiled over there. You're really spoiled by this.
They know they have no, because they've seen Super Bowl teams. They know this is not a Super Bowl team, right? Wouldn't they know better than most?
Yeah.
That guy has wilted down the stretch. They had a nice run with Russ. It's over. It's over. He can't play. He can't play the position this time of year. Teams have schemed against them. They don't have wide receivers.
Yes. And it's not a Super Bowl team, but it doesn't mean I don't try to find ways to win, constructive ways to win.
Oh, no.
You don't need to sit there and do pep rally stuff all day until Friday. Then you probably want to get people excited. But it's like, good God, I can't imagine the way people in Cleveland would act. Even if we went to the playoffs umpteen years in a row and we're in the same situation with our head coach that they are with Mike Tomlin.
I know you.
I can't imagine.
I know, Kenny, you have never advocated for tanking. You have never advocated for intentionally having a bad season. I think that's the one team that needs it.
I don't think they need it.
They need it.
They only need it to learn a lesson.
Well,
they
that
would
could
only
be
need it to learn a lesson.
That could be too.
I want them to learn a lesson and not take this stuff for granted.
Aren't they always too good to ever get one of the best quarterbacks in a draft? They've had bad quarterback play for 13 years. Remember, Big Ben was washed up at the end.
Yes.
They have had bad quarterback play, and yeah, they overcome it, and they win, and they go to the playoffs more times than not. But they have no shot to win, and their fans are over going to the playoffs. They've been to the playoffs so often that the playoffs are not some... We open victory fridges if we win a regular season game. You saw how we reacted when we beat Pittsburgh,
but
right? That's not Pittsburgh. They're used to it. They've been there, done that. It doesn't interest them anymore.
The reason why I'm against tanking, and I'll be against tanking forever, and I'm against tanking for any team, is that, again, any idiot can tear it down. Any idiot can lose. In a game that's hard to win, any idiot can lose on purpose. So that doesn't impress anybody. Tanking it out is not an impressive feat. Actually executing the draft picks and making them play well, that's the impressive thing. And as a person who sat through a tank in 2016 and 17, and where it's only got us to this, at this moment right here, talking about the Cleveland Browns and bickering over two, maybe three quarterbacks, and whether or not we take Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, and the albatross of a quarterback, the one we do not name, why would I advocate that for anybody? I would never advocate that for anybody other than to teach them a lesson. Going to go, okay, I want to show you how quote-unquote easy it is. Because it seems that the teams that do, they tear it down to the studs and they quote-unquote tank, they seem to find themselves in the same situation over and over again. Jacksonville, they did it all for Trevor Lawrence. They're not that great. In fact, they're terrible. The Eagles did it for years. Then they got Howie Roseman. Then they stopped doing it, and now they've gotten better at it. They've gotten better at football. Washington did it like three times with Daniel Snyder. They sucked up the room. He was gone. They finally decided to do it the right way, and here they are. You've had so many. The Dolphins did it twice.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Twice. You've had so many teams do this. So I don't advocate it for anybody other than to teach them a lesson. It's if the vast majority of their fans think it's just a waste of the waste of their time to go to the playoffs and at least have a crack at it, spend one day in my shoes, in your friend's shoes who are usually Steelers or Browns fans because we're all so close to one another. Spend a day in their shoes. I watched that game. Last year, they played Houston. I took that game in. They were getting hammered in that game against Houston. And maybe I'm wrong for doing this. I tried to enjoy every single second of it, even though it wasn't going our way, because I knew that it's not a guarantee that we're going back. I knew what quarterback we were going to bring back. I knew we weren't going to bring Joe Flacco back. I knew that. And I tried to enjoy every single second of that run, because I knew it was going to be so hard to go back there. So many things went our way that they usually don't. The Indianapolis game, I mean, how many acts of God happened there in the Indianapolis game? We were able to win that one. Look at the turnover ratio for last year. It was almost as bad as it was this year. And we won 11 games? I enjoyed that as much as I could, because this is hard. If you're one of these people who advocate tanking, I just don't think you see the actual reality of the situation. But if you want to teach the Steelers a lesson, yeah, go ahead, tank it out. Get rid of Mike Tomlin, suck up the room next year, go 3-14 yourselves, and we'll see whether or not you can build it up. And you will be the first one that I give a lot of credit to for tanking it out and building it up.
But doesn't it seem like Pittsburgh's the perfect team to finally tank out a year and then get, say it's Arch Manning, like say it's the number one quarterback on
usually,
the board?
Usually you'd like to say it. Usually you would, because it's them, and they always find ways to be better. But they've always found ways to be better by not doing those sort of things, by not firing people when the mass wants them fired. I mean, Bill Cowher, he's a legend over there. They wanted him fired three times in his career, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I cannot believe if we, God bless it, if we find ourselves in a way, say they were able to bring it next year, say they do bring in Arch Manning, and Arch Manning takes the Browns to a land that we can never believe, but they go through that 10-year drought where like Tom Brady and the Patriots said, where it's like, hey, you're good, but you didn't win the Super Bowl, and it becomes old hat. Boy, if I ever say the type of stuff they were saying yesterday in Pittsburgh, take me over to Public Square and throw eggs at me. Stone me if you want to. I just
think they're more Super Bowl or bust over there, and we're more playoff or bust. I think we
got to get the playoffs to have a chance at the Super Bowl.
I know. I just think they know they have no chance at the Super Bowl, so they're not going to be interested. I think in a lot of ways, that's what was happening with the Cavs last year when we went in and people were not excited because they said, we have no chance to win it all. Chance to win it all. Even though, you know, and we've been to the playoffs. We've been to the playoffs plenty of times.
Find a way to get to the playoffs. Or find a way to get to the playoffs, then find a way to get the quarterback. If they find a way to get a quarterback, then it's up to them. It's on them to go ahead and do that. 216-474-0092. Am I living in the past on Nick Chubb? Zach said on Afternoon Drive, like, hey, he's not going to sign the first week of free agency. He's going to survey the landscape. It's a good draft class with running backs. There's a lot of young guys out there. He's not going to be signed the first week. So don't expect him to just come back. And I thought, man, you know, if he's lost a step, I think this would be the time where he's lost a step. He's been injured. He's coming back from an injury. That's a fine reason to say he hasn't lost a step yet, that he was just coming back from injury. But I look at the reality of the situation. I go, well, why can't we make him a short yardage back? And immediately I got, well, he's never been a short yardage back. Well, you guys called up and cussed out Kevin Stefanski for not putting him in short yardage situations. Who says he can't be a short yardage back? They used him at the goal line this last year. Their offensive line sucks. Even the worst, best running backs need a good offensive line. Why can't we use Nick Chubb? Half the people wanted to cuss me out because I was somehow disrespecting Nick Chubb.
I mean, I have no idea. I have no problem if they bring him back, if he's healthy enough to do it and he wants to do it. He just as long as everybody understands that bell cow, no. Feature, no. Part of a running back by committee. And now you're starting to see stud running backs that you don't want them sharing the ball with anybody because they're so good, because they're so outstanding. Bijan Robinson type guy. Like, you just want to see the better Saquon Barkley. You just want to see the better back at all the carries. Mm-hmm. So, as long as you're done with that and everybody understands that, then yeah, bring him back, short yardage, whatever.
I'm not living in the past, though, just because I want to bring him back at, like, hey, give him some incentives like you did this last year and bring him back. I'm not trying to do a charity. Just, I want to see if he has anything left.
Why would anybody be against that, per se? Because they think it wastes a roster spot. Apparently. And running back, they think he's washed.
They say running backs don't matter, and they think he's washed up.
But I don't think he'd cost anything, right? Is there going to be a bidding war?
He's not a distraction. He doesn't hurt my franchise. He certainly is loved by the fan base. His teammates love him. Why wouldn't I give a guy like that another shot? And a season where I still need to build culture, certainly with this team, why wouldn't I give a guy like Nick Chubb another crack at it?